If West Africa was a can of gas waiting for a match to hit it, the rest of Central Africa is a tanker truck waiting for a match to hit it. And we don't quite get that yet. And there is no plan B. There is no plan B. How would we fight this if, in fact, this were to suddenly flare up in one of these cities along the belt in equatorial Africa? What would we do? Could we fight it on two fronts? We can't fight it on one front. And all I'm asking for is not to divert anything from West Africa, but somebody better be thinking about a plan B. Where is it? So what's plan C? Plan C for me is one that I think is the only hope we really have, and that's vaccine. I'm convinced of it. I believe this will be an endemic disease. I do believe we can have an effective Ebola vaccine. I am convinced of that. I really believe we can. But there's a big disconnect between the work to get us there, the time it takes to get us there, and then getting it into somebody in Africa. And what we're not doing right now, we are not basically gaming this all the time, all the way through. When we're talking about a $57 million investment in the United States, that sounds like a lot of money, and I thank the United States for that. That's a drop in the bucket if we're really interested in moving vaccine. And in this regard, actually, we need to be dealing with everything at the same time. The R&D, the potential for measuring how it's going to work, whether it's vaccine effectiveness, efficacy, however. How are we going to make it? Where are we going to make it? How are we going to do finish and fill? How are we going to actually get it to Africa? Will it need a cold chain? How will that be sustained? Who's going to get it into the Africans? I want to know that now.